You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
We were talking about Michael Jackson's son Prince getting his tattoo screwed up, not once, but twice. First of all, the tattoo artist got the quote wrong. It's a quote from the poet Dylan Thomas, so he screwed that up. And then he took another quote from Dylan Thomas, and that one has a typo, misspelled the word against.
Whoops.
Right.
How do you apologize for that?
And we got the lowdown from listener Katie about how, you know, it's stenciled on there so you can give your okay before the final version. But still, we know we have people listening right now who have either experienced a fatal flaw in their tattoo or they know somebody who did. And so we want calls this morning. We want to know the mistakes and the regrets.
Like, I know my father-in-law had, you know, he did the whole thing where he put his wife's name up on his arm, you know, across the bicep area.
Okay.
And then sure enough, a few years later, divorced, remarried my mother-in-law, and went in and got roses and stuff all over that name.
So covered up.
Completely covered it up. So let that be a lesson to you. The relationships don't always last forever. So, anyway, they did a really good job, too. You'd never even know that there was a name underneath it. So I was impressed.
How do you impress upon young people to not get a significant other's name tattooed on your body?
You can't. When you're in love, you do silly things.
19, 20, 21 years old.
I love him.
Yeah, and I'm going to get that on my, you know, chest or something, or on my arse.
Right, or that tramp stamp. Steve. I love Steve.
Don't do it.
Does that say Steve?
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Now, when you call in, the producer of our show that just joined our show as producer is Sweet Shannon. And so you will hear her voice when you call in. How many tattoos did you say you have, Shannon?
I have three so far.
Three, and you said you're getting another one tomorrow?
Yes, and you guys were just talking about not getting one with your significant other, but what about with your best friend for, like, ever?
How long have you been best friends
since
with her?
We were three.
Wait a minute. So you're getting your best friend's name?
Not best friend's name. No.
Oh.
But we're doing like a cool yin and yang thing.
Like
we're
what?
Oh, it's like those heart necklaces where each one of you gets half.
Yeah, exactly. But it's permanent.
You
forever.
Tell us and we'll tell you if we give you a stamp of approval or not.
So we're just being creative about it. My half is just going to be colorful and just crazy because I'm like the creative one.
So it's just a blob of color?
It's going to be like a gradient, colorful pattern thing. I'm going to give the artist the option to do it. And then in my circle, I'm going to have a little snippet of what her circle has, or of what her yin yang second has. And she's getting a mountain range in hers because she's very outdoorsy and loves Colorado. So I'm like indoorsy and
I don't think
so. There's
any
a picture
of that.
A couch on yours and then she's got
I know,
mountains.
Right? There should be a couch. She
and she has the ottoman.
I've been trying to be a vegan. Yeah. She was like, you should just get vegan food tattooed in yours. I was like, oh, perfect. I'll just put some broccoli in there.
All right. So 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649 for two things. One, of any mistakes you know of with a tattoo, or the tat that you got or a friend of yours got that they now totally regret years later. One of the most classic stories ever on this show is the person who many years ago got the Smurf tattoo on their body.
Right.
And as we all know, that phase came and went. Can you imagine having...
Yeah, it did come back again, though.
Sort of. Not really.
But not as big as it was in the 80s.
Not enough to have Papa Smurf on your body for the rest of your life. 303-691-1MIX. Here's Kelsey on the phone. Hey, Kelsey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you got for me?
So my brother got our last name tattooed down the back of his arm when he was pretty fresh 18. And now as he's gotten older, the letters have stretched and are definitely... They don't look like letters anymore. They definitely look like X-rated objects.
Oh, right on.
And what's worse is, I mean, it's the back of his arm, so we don't necessarily see it that often. And we discovered at a Thanksgiving one year that that's what it looks like. And we pointed it out to everyone.
Oh, man, that's so good. I kind of want to see a photo of it.
Yeah, can you send us a photo of it? You think he'll do that?
I will have to ask him for a photo, but yeah, I can do that.
No, just... just take a photo when he's not even paying attention.
We'll
or
see
something.
If we can guess at what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Point out what's what.
Now we want to. It's like finding the objects in the picture or whatever.
It's like a Kama Sutra, man.
Right. I mean, you have to turn it upside down, and the only reason we noticed is because he put his arms behind his head, kind of thing. But yeah, it was one of those things where I was like, oh, that you should get that covered up.
I like
you
it.
You should definitely get that fixed.
Well, that kind of made my morning. Have a great day, okay?
You as well.
Thanks for being on the show. Listen to this Facebook message from David. He says, Dom and Jeremy, I did not get a tattoo of my then wife's name on my arm, but her dad was very helpful to us when we were young and starving. So she and I both had her dad's name, Andy, tattooed on our arms. Yes, my wife and I divorced, and for the last 15 years, I've had to explain why I have another guy's name tattooed on my body.
It was a phase in college. It was just a phase. That's funny.
Tattoos seem to be the theme this morning, and I read a story that said 1 in 6 people end up regretting what they get, and then at the bottom of it, they said they had a follow-up survey. They said it's more like 1 in 4. Those are pretty big odds that you're going to end up regretting what you get. I think I proposed on the show a while back that you it should be some sort of requirement that you have to get the temporary tattoo, that henna one. Mm-hmm. You have to, and you have to keep it for at least 6 to 9 months.
It's smart.
And then at the end of that 6 to 9 months, if you're like, yeah, I'm sure, then you can go get the permanent job over it.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that might be the way to go.
Remember when we got back from Hawaii and Nicole, we saw those giant sea turtles out there, and then all of a sudden she had this idea that she needed a giant sea turtle on her foot.
Right.
She probably
Oh, I do
so
remember
glad.
That, but no. She didn't do it.
No, she never did it because it was the whole, I finally talked her out of it because I was like, when you're giving birth to your children and your feet are up there in the stirrups, do you want to look down and be looking at a giant sea turtle? And it worked. She's like, you know what? I don't.
That was your argument?
That was my argument. And she totally thought
seems
that
like
was
that would
legit.
Be calming. That seems like that would be calming,
no,
though.
She's like, no, I don't want to look down at a freaking turtle on my foot.
She could do it now and get the giant sea turtle and then have two little baby sea turtles.
Oh,
little
baby. Silly. Here's Amy on the phone. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Appreciate you listening. So what kind of story do you have for us?
I wish I would have gotten a henna tattoo because when I was 18, me and my boyfriend were arguing, and he didn't think I wanted to be with him, so I got his name tattooed right across my stomach.
Your stomach? Your stomach?
What was his name?
Oh, did we lose her? We didn't lose her, did we?
She's still on there.
I don't know. Let's see. Are you still there? Oh,
no, she bailed.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, it's maybe because we laughed at her.
I want to know what the name was.
Me too. It was like Gilbert or something.
You know, if you can call back, that would be good. Here is Rod, who's online too. Good morning, Rod. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're wonderful. Good, so Rod. What's your story?
Well, I just wanted to say as a disclaimer for young ladies especially, don't have your boyfriend in there saying, hey, let's get this, and you can't see it, because that happened to my girlfriend. And he actually had the tattoo artist put his name right underneath the tattoo without her knowing about it until after it was already all said and done.
Well, wait a minute.
How can he do that?
It doesn't seem like the tattoo shop would allow that.
Well, this was about 15 years ago.
A little lax on their standards.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll put it on.
It was done in a van over on Colfax or something. So the ex-boyfriend's name is now permanently attached to her body. Is that what you're saying?
Well, a couple of years ago, I got her. I found a great tattoo artist to do a cover up.
Yeah.
And because the tattoo was a couple of cherries, and so what we did is with the name, we did like a cherry blossom branch around it, and the branch part of it covered up the name, and then had little cherry blossoms around it.
You know what? I'm thinking about this, Rod, and you know how I'm an idea man. This might, I'm sure this exists, but if I'm a tat expert, I do 100% marketing on fixing prior mistakes, because I don't hear of places that spend a lot of time advertising that. I would just go out and make that my business, is we're going to fix whatever you regret. I think that'd be a billion-dollar idea.
That is probably true.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Here's Eric. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's all great. What do you got for us?
I have tattoos in which I'm currently getting removed. I actually got them back in the early 90s, so I've gotten my use out of them. But I've decided, well, for 5 years, 6 years now, I've been trying to figure out whether or not I want to get different tattoos, what I want to do with them, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm in the process of getting the ones that I currently have removed. But there is a company out there in which it's online. You can send them a photo online of whatever you want, and they'll send you a temporary tattoo of that. And it can vary in sizes from, you know, tiny little things. The last one that I just got was 8 or 9 inches long and 4 or 5 inches wide, so that I could put it on my body. The tattoo that I'm thinking of getting, put it on there, so you can see what it looks like
and walk around in it for a while.
Wow. And I feel like that would be a great like prank too, to pull on somebody, like order one up and then put it on your body and then go home to your wife and be like, look what I got. It's a dragon on my nipples, and she's like, no.
Eric, have a great day, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, I gotta do that.
Make sure it has fire though, coming out of the dragon's
fire out of my nipples.
Here's Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what can you share?
Well, first I'd like to say there used to be a show on, I think, A&E called Tattoo Nightmares that was just in the business of doing cover-ups.
Oh, great.
Comical.
Good.
Yeah, but I was calling about the tattoo, obviously. So I've got a friend in my nurses group who about 5 or 6 years ago got some birds and stars, and the tattoo artist made it look like a 2-year-old drew it, basically. So, of course, she didn't like it, so she got it covered with some flowers and, you know, vines and things like that, and she didn't like that either. Right now she's going through the process of removal, and it's not just a laser removal. She's having her skin literally taken off and skin graft put on.
What?
Oh,
they can do that?
Man.
Yep. Oh, she's in her third surgery right now to get it covered.
Third surgery.
Or removed, rather.
Oh.
Her arm looks like she went through a meat grinder.
Yeah, that's going to look great,
oh,
I bet.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Where are they taking the other skin from? Do they...
Her thighs.
Oh, so your thighs is going to have a big scar on it, too.
Yeah,
sounds brutal.
A lesson.
Yeah, it looks like she kind of went through a fire, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ouch.
Let this be a lesson, everybody. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on the show. We have time for one more? Yeah, we'll make time. Here's Natalie. Hey, Natalie, welcome.
Hi.
What can you tell us?
So I have a tattoo on my back, and I mean, it's cute, so I don't regret it too much, but it's two swallows holding a rope that spells out love, but the end of the rope looks like it's an R, kind of, so everyone's like, does your back say lover? And I'm like, no.
No, it's two swallows and a rope.
And then it's the joke, because I have swallows. So.
Yeah, swallows and God. So let me ask you something, because I'm always curious about this, Natalie. So maybe you can explain it for me. I don't understand the idea of putting a tattoo on your body that you can't see. That doesn't make sense to me. So it's on your back, so you can't ever really see it.
I think that makes it, I have one behind my ear too, and I can't see that one either really. So it's like, like that's why I don't mind it, because it's like, well, I can't really see it. So
it's for other people's enjoyment, right?
Yeah, my husband loves it.
Okay, that's cool. What is the, does it say something behind your ear, or is it a picture or a symbol?
It says ear.
I have Peter Pan and Peter. Wendy and John.
You got the whole crew. You got the whole cast behind your ear.
What about Captain Hook?
Did he get,
there's did the he crocodile.
Left, did Captain Hook get left out?
I'm joking around about putting the dog on my butt, like, so it looks like they're flying away from him. We didn't do that, but...
You must have a lot of room behind your ears.
Got an entire story back there.
We're all right. Second ear to the right, straight on till morning.
Natalie, have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the show.
That's weird.
Behind your ear, I thought it was going to say, what?
Huh?
Oh.
But no.